Hello and welcome to Day 19. Today we're going to get the follow-up from M on her ride. Biking 109 miles in the Arizona heat and in the desert, she raised over $5,000 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. I've got two calls from her up next for you.
Hey guys, it's M Sierra. I'm at 40 miles down. I got 69 to go. It's a gorgeous day here in beautiful downtown. Well, not downtown Tucson. We're out in the desert. And it's amazing, and everyone's doing so well, and it's some really cool downhills, but we're about to hit a mountain next, so the next time you hear from me, I will be breathing like crazy. And again, I wouldn't be here honoring all the people who are fighting cancer and remembering all the people who lost their fight if it wasn't for all of you, for your support and your donations and a little bit of my insanity that brought me here, too. So thanks much, and I'll call you when I'm on the other side of the mountain. Bye. Hello, Broken Sears hooligans. The hooligans? Yeah. Okay, I'm really tired. It's M. Sierra Garcia, and I did not call you after the mountain to let you know how things are going, because I rolled in after leaving this morning at 7 a.m., had a beautiful day, and after 4 asthma attacks and 3 flats in the last 15 miles, I rolled in at 6:30, which was about an hour and a half longer than I wanted to. But every mile, it just got harder and harder. I knew it's just for one day, because, and I could deal with it. I could live with it because it's just one day, and I could go home, and I could take a shower, and it'd be great. But the people that I did this for, they don't get to take a break. They don't get to take a day off from treatment and all that wonderful stuff that you have to go through when you're fighting cancer. And my friend Sharon, who is a 25-year survivor and the number 9 fundraiser at $13,892, she was riding right in front of me the whole time. And I just kept thinking, she has been through so much in her life and dealing with treatment, and she's doing it, and she's doing it. So she's my hero. And I want you guys to go out and find your hero and give them a great big old hug. And then if you're listening to this and you're just thinking, she's crazy, yes, I am. But there's an amazing reason for doing this. And every day, every dollar brings us closer to a tear. So, again, thank you so much for the email support. Dave, thank you so much for talking about this. And to everyone who's donated, thank you so very much. I would not be here without you. I'm going to go take a shower and eat a cheeseburger and have, like, 3 Guinnesses. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
All right. Take M's advice. Find your hero this week and be thankful that for everything you have this week and every day. Be thankful that there are people out there like M and her team at TNT who are selfless enough to put themselves through this sort of physical, grueling, and emotionally charged event to raise money for such a worthy cause. Be thankful that you aren't in need of those services of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, but even more so that they are out there in the event that you do need them. On that note, we're going to kick off this holiday week here in the States with another piece from the PodSafe Music Network. This one's by Paul Westerberg. It's called We May Be the Ones.
You got drunk after church at 13. We may well be the ones to set this world on its ear. We may well be the ones. If not, then why are we here? I wanna your brother's green helmet he wore in that war once where everyone lost, and they taught him to pour coffee in napalm and trade in his storm for an intense calm. Just won't let him be. We may well be the ones to say
bed music in today's podcast is by My Morning Jacket, One Big Holiday, from the Wired CD. Brought to you through a Creative Commons Sampling Plus license.
This podcast is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0.